GFL wash up. Time to talk about South Barwon's win over Leopold. 18 points, 72, 54, 9-18, 72 to 6-18, 54. So a combined 15 goals, 36. Kicked at Community Bank Oval at Leopold yesterday afternoon. But South Barwon on the right end of the ledger, and the Swans coach, Dave Farrell, has been good enough to join us. Faz, thanks for your time. Inaccuracies come back to haunt both. Well, didn't haunt you, but it's haunted Leopold.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Always nice to speak to you on a Sunday morning. Does usually mean we finished up on the right side of the margin there, so only too happy to take the call. But, yeah, I guess both sides, when you read that out, and certainly the way the game felt, both sides had a plethora of opportunities in front of goals. And, yeah, I think certainly early, and speaking to Jace after the game, they felt that they probably should have put a bit more scoreboard pressure on us and had some missed opportunities early. But as the game unfolded, I guess we did too. So, yeah, certainly nice to come away with the points. And I'm sure both sides will be looking to be working on goal kicking this week.
Yep. So. It always had danger game written over it, didn't it? Although Leopold, I think, 1-7 going into the contest, but they'd lost three by less than a kick. But you always knew going out there, you were never walking away with 4 points.
Nah, there's certainly plenty of healthy respect for where they're at and what they're doing. They've assembled a really strong list, and I guess over the last couple of weeks, as has been reported, they've had a lot of guys come back into the squad. I think they might have had 8 guys return over the last 2 games. So for us, we knew that they hadn't had a chance, I guess, to settle those guys back into the side. But certainly the talent was there, and other than a couple of guys who unfortunately missed the rest of the season, they're probably as close to full strength as what we thought we'd get. So it was a really good challenge for us, and one that I'm glad the guys stood up to.
I was going to say, outside of the inaccuracy, how does that rate among your victories for the year?
Yeah, just I think for us, and it'll be interesting when the stats come out later today, we felt that we were really even across the ground, but we're quite economical with the way we use the footy. We're not a big stat side, and we tend to spread the load. And yesterday it was bloody tough afterwards picking best players to put in the paper as we have to. But it was a really even contribution, and that's what we're most proud of. It's not necessarily as much as we all want to win. It's how we go about it. Enormously proud of the guys, and told them that afterwards.
Yep. The St Mary's and Colac doing you both favours with wins yesterday. So you're still within striking distance of that third spot, maybe still a raffle. We thought Grovedale maybe had a little bit of a mortgage on it, but the loss yesterday and a loss of percentage has opened the door for the likes of yourself and St Joey's to pounce if you really want it.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting back half of the year, I think, with the way we've focused this year. It's sort of been not to look too far ahead and really, as cliche as it sounds, just look at what's immediately in front of us. And I don't think with the way the draws needed to be adjusted now, I don't think we can look much further than that or sort of do your head in, I think, trying to work out who's playing who and who's been maybe on the favoured side of any adjustments and stuff like that. So for us, we've got a really tough run home and there's no easy games in the competition, as we keep talking about. But for us, I think we play North Shore, and no doubt they're looking to finish off the season really well. So we play them next, and then after that, we'll be playing sides that are chasing the same yeah. spot in that five. So.
Yeah, Joey's, Colac, Newtown, Grovedale, Geelong West and Bell Park. You might find yourself playing a bunch of elimination finals in the run home, potentially.
Yeah, absolutely, and I guess for us, we're mature enough the way we think through it that if we can't beat them, then what's the point in getting there? So, we need to be playing good footy and being good form coming into the back end of the year, or there's no point in making up the numbers in the finals. So, for us, it's a perfect test, and if we get there, it's certainly because we deserve to be.
We've got a plethora of quality ruckmen throughout the competition, and every week we talk about how important the ruck battle is going to be to a contest. Unfortunately, we didn't get Veal versus Abbott yesterday down at Colac, with Abbott a late withdrawal from the Grovedale side, but we got Davis and West yesterday, and judging by you having Sticks as your best player and Westy being the fourth best for Leopold, it must have been some sort of battle.
Yeah, I'm really keen to see the game back. I reckon Sticks took a massive step forward. I've got an enormous amount of respect for Westy and his ruck craft. I think it's no secret to how handy he is. They certainly they use that to their advantage from a stoppage perspective. They know Johnny Hughes puts a heap of time into the getting that wicket right out at Leopold to make sure he's got a good platform to jump off. I did get a couple of messages during the week in regards to that the covers on and. trying to draw it out as much as possible to use that to her advantage. But I suppose he a bit unlucky with that. And but certainly an enormous battle. And I reckon Styx was just kept toiling away, and it's a big workload. Ollie Lee chopped him out for a part of the game, but he managed to get it done.
Faz, any injuries out of the game for you guys?
We got through, or we thought we'd gotten through unscathed, and in true Brandon Burfer fashion, he going about his business, and after the game was coughing up a bit of blood, which was a concern, so he went in and got checked over last night, and but I understand there's a small tear in his lung, which is the doctors hadn't seen anything like it before without a broken rib or anything, but he's in really good spirits, and I don't know anyone tougher than him, so I'm sure he'll bounce back as quick as I'll let him.
Okay, was it from an incident in the game that he's aware of, or just not aware of?
No, I've only traded messages because he didn't get out of emergency until late last night, so I'll follow up with a call later this morning. But I'm sure the way he throws his body around, it could have been any number of contests. But, I'll find out a little bit more, and I'm sure it would have been him back and back somewhere that most of us wouldn't go.
Yep. Just talking about some blokes that haven't played some footy lately. Jay Lever's name still saying he hasn't played since May 22nd. Can you give us an update on where your defender's at?
Yeah, we're as we spoke last time, we've taken no chances with guys injury-wise. He's just been a little bit sore through the groins and been managed pretty well. We've got some great support with our medical guys through Proactive and Blake and Clean that does our conditioning stuff. And we're at the stage now where Jay was unavailable again on the weekend and Zach Bell. But other than that, we've got a couple of long-termers that won't come back this year. But other than that, we've got a fully fit list from, I suppose, taking that really cautious approach. And we'll continue to do that. There's still plenty of footy left in the year.
I like to pour through the reserves results because you just never know who's going to bob up and maybe feature in the best players, the goal kickers or a returning player. And rapt to see Johnny Broughton's name kicking three goals in the reserves. Was that a plan to get him a hit out before the break and then hopefully roll him back for round 12?
Yeah, it was out. Sound like a broken record. There's no pressure or putting any expectations on Johnny. He's had a couple back now. So might have snuck under the radar a bit last week, but kicked a few goals and certainly moving really well. Josh O'Dwyer returned yesterday after a layoff with a hamstring and was best on ground in the early game. So there's certainly Daniel Richardson that we brought in, expecting to play a lot of senior footy, and he's absolutely smashing the door down at the moment. So we're in a really fortunate position. It's tough for those guys that are certainly deserving of an opportunity, and we hope they get one soon, but while the rest of the squad's playing well and staying fit, they've just got to be a little bit patient at the moment, and they understand that.
You'd be pretty happy as a reserve-grade midfielder to look up and have Johnny Broughton as one of your targets inside forward 50?
Yeah, absolutely, and as much as he's enjoying the work of Dylan Starkey and Harry Cashin and those blokes kicking it down his throat. So he did get warm pretty closely yesterday. Mitch Buttress came back from the 2 o'clock side and sat him, so that was a pretty tough battle that Johnny did really well to get away from him a few times.
Faz, well done, great win. Not easy to go out to Leopold and pick up the 4 points at any time, but when you kick 9-18, you do make it a bit tough for yourself. But you're the good thing is you've had 27 scoring shots. I suppose you've got to look at the positive from that side, don't you?
Absolutely, that's our focus. So just put it back on and Wayne and the boys as far as it comes down to the goal kicking. So be right, I'm sure.
Faz, always a pleasure to talk footy. Well done on the win. Enjoy your break and look forward to catching you in the run to the finals.
No worries. Thanks, King. Have a great day.